It's time for the most epic weekend of the year. Saturday, June 18th, it's the Corolla Family Barbecue 2022. Head over to Corolla Drinks to be the first to get your tickets to the Corolla Family Barbecue. This year, headlined by the band Lit. Your ticket includes booze, barbecue, bands, and of course, time to hang out with the Corolla family, all the lackeys, and some of your favorite friends and comedians on the show. Don't wait to buy tickets to this event, because it will sell out. Winecase Club members are automatically guaranteed tickets. And if you're in the mood to make a weekend out of it, join Lynette and all your favorite lackeys for the Mangria Bar Crawl Los Angeles the night before the barbecue. All tickets and information can be found online at CorollaDrinks.com.
One third of all murder cases in America remain open.
He had told me that if I opened my eyes, he would slit my throat.
Each one is called a cold case.
The DNA evidence taken from the victim was a match. The linen rapist was at it again.
Based on the hit A&E television program.
A phone call is placed, one that changes a family's life forever.
Cold Case Files, the podcast.
You could see the fire in his eyes. He screamed at me. You want it? Get your tape recorder out.
Get new episodes of Cold Case Files every Tuesday on Podcast One, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Well, we're going to talk to somebody from Australia who has some harrowing thoughts for us. I mean, it is crazy what's going on there. Adam and I look through an old TV guide from 1980, and we talk about the use of brown sugar versus white sugar and the implications that has for today. That's right. Enjoy the show.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, Alexa, some cream in this coffee there.
I do. I like that.
What's going on, man?
I meant to ask you about this TV guide that's been sitting here for many months.
Mm-hmm.
Is it something we should discuss, or have you discussed? Or
somebody sent it to me.
It's from 1980.
Yeah.
Craziness.
It is kind of funny to look through it and see it.
It's so familiar, you know, when you look into it. If you grew up in the 70s, just you look at this like, oh, yeah. This is like it's almost like a format that, you know, you're so familiar mm-hmm. with. Like, it feels so, because this is how you figured out what was on TV. You get either the TV guide or what was published in the paper in the back.
Remember? Yeah. My grandmother, her only subscription was to the TV guide. Maybe she had the New Yorker or something. Cause I remember her she'd always show me the captions or the cartoons in the New Yorker and talking about how clever they were.
Of course.
But she had her TV guide, and she got her TV guide, and she highlighted, you know, the stuff she wanted to watch, and she was pretty protective over it. You know, she didn't like you touching it or monkeying with it. There was always, you know, it's an interesting approach.
40 cents.
We should talk about that.
Yeah.
Well, first things first, just rituals, you know what I mean? Getting the TV guide, then highlighting the TV guide. You know, these are rituals, and mm-hmm. they occupied your time, mm-hmm. and they were important. They, you know, everything was a sort of ritual-based, you know.
Yeah.
Got up, my grandfather made himself, you know, the same sort of soft-boiled egg. You know, he had a little cup for it.
Of course.
You know what I mean? A little pedestal thing,
yes.
You know, shaped like an hourglass, the egg would drop
looks like
in.
It looks like one of the little magic tricks you sometimes would have to.
Yeah, it looked like a jigger that a bartender would use. And he, you know, had the cup, soft boil the egg, make himself his rye toast that he got from the Jewish bakery because it was thin. They cut it thin, you know, and he'd make it a little bit crispy, and he'd put the butter on it, and he would sit there, and he'd knock the top off of the egg.
Of course.
And then he'd, you know, spoon it out,
yep.
You know, with each bite.
From the shell.
Right. Okay. Of course, everyone was, you know, later on in life, it got to, of course, yeah, you know, don't eat the egg, you know, 3 days a week. You know, it's weird, the ritual – of the discussion. You know what I mean? Like, well, listen, no one's saying you can't eat an egg, but 3 days a week max.
Yeah.
And then the other day, now, and don't put the butter on the toast. Get margarine.
Oh, my God.
Get the stuff with the safflower oil in it and the, you know, white dye number 7 and then spread that on. So just eat the toast. Eat like a heart-healthy margarine-based toast, carb toast diet.
Cracker diet
with basic. It was literally just empty carbs, yeah. with sunflower oil spread,
yeah, seed oil worse seed or worse
the worst the yeah. seed oil the yeah. worst with the carbs, yeah. and you know, but not the egg. Well, you could do the egg like Monday, Wednesday, Friday. You know,
and your grandfather did that for how many years before he had to adjust course? Probably did it for 75 years.
Well, him and everyone in his village, right. You know what I mean?
Like, all that's lived to 90. That's who everyone they lived to
like
90.
Goose liver for, yeah, breakfast, you know? And they would do that. And then, you know, someone, and then they would say, you could have some oat-based, you know, hot cereal, you know, but don't sweeten it with white sugar, you know, brown sugar.
Or honey.
Those are fine.
Yeah, of course.
You put as much honey as much brown sugar as you want. Brown sugar is just sugar with molasses in it.
Yes, it's sugar with extra carbs.
With extra sugar and carbs in it. Yeah. But no, it was fine.
Oh, not fine. Good.
No, it was good.
Good, not fine. Fine is like the 3 day a week.
It was a lot of good. Substituting, like, oh, I made this Bundt cake, but I did it with brown sugar, so it would be healthy.
And this is why for people like you and I, it's hard to listen to the bullshit that's being espoused these days.
Yes.
It sounds all the same to us.
Yes.
Whether it's the ecology and the world's going to end because of acid rain or freeze in a new ice age, or brown sugar is good, but white sugar, it just all sounds like bomb, 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 bomb on us.
Yeah. And then, I don't know, Gary, look, tell me how to what brown sugar consists of, because, you know, so for me, and by the way, oh, we forget about this. Drew, something we've never really brought up.
What?
I know, we brought up everything. In between brown sugar and white sugar, there was like a whole sugar, like a crystallized kind of
whole nugget. Yeah, that weird crystal sugar. Whatever that was.
It was more just sugar, but it
was ungranulated, essentially.
Yeah.
The man granulates.
Right. It had little specks of brown in it. So that was okay if you want to go with like a whole sugar.
But that you could only get like in special places. I mean, now you're talking. You went to what kind of store? You went to a health food store.
Go to Irwin.
Yeah. Well, no, there was health food stores, remember?
Irwin.
Oh, was Irwin one of the early ones? I didn't
Irwin
know
was a very early
oh,
one.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They've turned into sort of highfalutin, but they were old school up the street here in Burbank or North Hollywood. And it was just, they had the big barrel of carob in front, a block of carob. You know, but because that, no, you couldn't eat Hershey's chocolate, but carob was fine.
You know, it's funny. I'm just flashing on the fact that I had one friend growing up, grammar school, junior high school, whose mom was crazy like this. And it was the first time I'd ever exposed to carob was at that house.
Mm-hmm.
And there was great fanfare presented with these Irwin-esque things. Mind you, this woman was an alcoholic and developed dementia at 50.
Mm-hmm.
There was that. But that begs no issue.
Yeah. So my grandfather had his egg in his ritual until he was told, you know, hey, you're getting older. Now it's time to stop with the egg.
After 75 years.
Based on, I don't.
Horrible data.
The egg discussion. Yeah. All right. So you guys, eggs are about the best thing you can eat. Okay. It was eat eggs for a million years. Then it was limit. You know, they would say things like maybe 1 to 3 eggs a week could be fine, but not every day.
That was axiomatic in the 80s.
Then it went to, look, you can have eggs as long as we get rid of the yolk, which is the most nutritional part of the egg. So we actually then removed the nutritional part of the egg, and you could have egg white omelets or egg white whatever. So there was more of that.
I want to remind you that Vinny has 5 to 7 yolks every day, no white. That's Vinny Tortorich. By the way, have you seen his new movie about Impossible Meat?
Yes.
It's so good.
Yes.
Yeah. Have we aired my interview with him at this point? No. Yes?
Probably not.
Okay. So look forward to that coming up. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And your poor grandfather, by the way, lots of ink spilled lately about the importance of ritual, particularly dietary rituals, and for older folk in particular.
Mm-hmm.
And think about how his ritual was just completely interrupted with all this. Mm-hmm. It probably was like made him unhappy, I'm sure.
Well, he liked his soft-boiled egg for breakfast, yeah, but he could no longer have that.
All right, so to answer some of your questions, Erewhon started in 66 and moved out to L.A. in 69, and then it became what it is today starting in 2011. And brown sugar, Adam, you are exactly right, is just sugar with molasses, and then it is the amount of molasses that would determine whether you have what's known as light or dark brown sugar.
Oh,
I more molasses for dark, obviously, would track.
In Adam's mom's world, you just needed brown. Didn't matter light or dark, just brown.
Sure.
Brown.
Yeah. Pumpernickel bread was fine, and white bread was bad.
People think you're hyperbolic. No. This was religious for them.
You want to talk about a superstitious native.
Yeah.
It's literally like saying, take this sugar, and they can't eat that sugar. Color it brown. Oh, okay. Yeah. Now it's fine.
Yeah.
And by the way, we're doing that now with science. You know what I mean? Like, that's the same.
Same
idiots
people
that were driving that are now – their kids are driving this science, the science,
yes,
of coloring your sugar.
Yeah.
Essentially adding more calorie, adding more sugar and carbs to your sugar.
It kind of reminds me – and I'm not saying this to take aim at the electrification of everything, but it kind of reminds me of electric good, gas-powered bad.
Right.
In the sense that – guys, you got to create the electricity, and that's
right,
mostly done with coal. And then what do you do with the batteries? And why the fuck isn't somebody thinking about that? It's not all that simple.
It's all just part of a campaign. So my grandmother – and Gary, just to make it funny, what has more carbs in a tablespoon or a cup? Let's say like a cup of white sugar and a cup of brown sugar.
I can't imagine it's not brown sugar by – significant margin.
Well, it would be hard to have less,
yeah,
carbs because,
yeah,
you've added,
yeah,
something.
Added something carb dense to it.
So what would happen, so the offshoot was, is instead of getting you know, breakfast cereal that you wanted to eat,
yeah,
you got breakfast cereal that you didn't want to eat. You know, you'd have plain oat. You know, you'd have oatmeal.
Maybe that was the one favor she was doing for you. It was such shitty tasting cereal, you didn't want to eat it as much as the Quisp.
Well, what would happen was
Quisp and Quake, everybody.
Right.
If you want to know what we were raised on.
What would happen was instead of getting Life cereal or Frosted Flakes or whatever it is you wanted,
yeah,
you didn't get that. You got oatmeal or you maybe got granola.
Yeah.
But then came the process of taking the oatmeal and adding gobs of brown sugar to it to make it good. And by the way, there was no governor. My mom didn't care how much brown sugar you dumped on top of your oatmeal. So now the oatmeal had more sugar in it than the sugar cereal did for breakfast.
Of course.
And that's how we roll.
And, you know, the other thing I'm remembering is that packaging was the enemy. Packaging. So, in other words, if there was a giant barrel of granola that you put a scooper into, that was the highest order.
Right, right.
That was the best stuff. The granola that came in a plastic wrapper, well, okay. In a box, no, not that granola. No, no, no.
Right.
No. The scooper in the fucking bin.
My 200 carbs for white and 218 carbs for brown.
All
so
right.
It was just
not
worse.
Not that far off, but just worse, yeah.
Just a little bit worse. That's all. In the name of health. And weight control.
Right.
So my mom wanted to watch her weight.
Right.
So she did the thing that had more carbs. I don't know calorically where do they stand, Gary.
We do just weird stuff. I'm thinking about Vinny's thing and the Impossible Meat. Go watch that documentary, everybody. You just see how weird stuff takes
hold. It's driven by the same part of their pea brains.
Well, it's sort of weirdly driven by power and money in a weird way.
It I think at the top it's power and money.
Yeah.
At the bottom, it's superstitious, godless people who are trying to control something through
being taken advantage of by the power and money people, right?
Right.
Yeah. It's us at our worst.
It is. And the big problem is how everyone just sort of happily goes along with it. You know, somebody says don't eat eggs and everyone goes, well, you know, my grandfather says, I guess not. And then but it's policed. You know, if he was to have an egg 2 days in a row, my grandmother would come in and go, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
Yeah.
I mean, there was remember all that stuff of the policing. Come on, honey. Mm. There used to be all those commercials. Remember all the commercials for the, you know, oatmeal, you know, the Quaker State instant maple and brown sugar oatmeal.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, there'd be the guy sitting down at the table. He'd have his bacon and his eggs, and woman would remove the plate and replace it with some heart-healthy oats. So the guy could load up on sugar and carbs before he left the house.
Cheerios is still doing that. That's still their advertising campaign.
Well, now this is interesting.
Oh,
white has 773 calories and brown has 5,550 calories. So there's less.
That's hard to imagine. That doesn't make sense.
There's multiple sites confirming it. I don't know.
Brown has less calorie but more carb, right? Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
The carb one, I was trying to Google him right. There's a lot of conflicting. You can find a website that has it the other way if you want that.
Well, maybe the molasses has less calories than the white sugar it replaced.
Per unit volume. The volume may be the issue because molasses is kind of volumey stuff.
Yeah, either way. They're all wrong about everything all the time. And then to the ritual.
Yeah.
So, you know, my grandma, you know, but here's the thing about rituals. Once you establish rituals, then you established ownership. So grandmother got the TV guide, you know, methodically went through it and highlighted. Now, she didn't have a highlighter. She was like writing, underlining things with a pen and blah, blah, blah. Now that was hers. You know what I mean?
Right.
And you weren't to touch it. Or she had this, it's a bad thing that I've discussed it's a bad familial kind of trait, which is, hey, this is my shit. Get away from it.
Right.
Except for the people you're shooing away are people you live with.
Yeah.
Or are your grandkids.
That you're supposed to love and care
or
about.
Or your kids or
weird.
Your spouse or
that
something.
That is weird. You're right.
It was stuff oriented. It was a big, you know, I mean, I'll just put it to you this way.
That is weird.
I got a garage full of stuff. I got a house full of stuff. I got a warehouse full of stuff. I couldn't imagine shooing my kids away from it. You know, hey, where are you going with that toolbox?
Yeah.
But that, who's, you don't touch that toolbox.
Isn't that weird?
It's not yours. Put that back. Where are my count those ratchets. You know what I mean? Like, I would obviously be delighted if my kids picked up an instrument that was mine or picked up a tool that
and
was mine.
To, asked questions about it, wanted to work with you.
They were like, no, get away. Get away from my stuff.
Very weird. Very, very unpleasant.
Yeah, it was a lot of who got in. You know, it could be anything. It could be the mug they used. It could be a glass. You know, my grandmother was that way with Tupperware. You know what I mean? Where? No, you're not going anywhere with that Tupperware. No, you put it in a jar. Take the goulash home in a jar. You know, it's like, who touched my watch or my glasses? You know, it was like a lot of, this is my stuff.
Right. Do you think that has anything to do with the how disposable and cheap stuff has become? I mean, China really did that to us a little bit.
I think it's twofold. I think stuff ain't what it used to be.
Right, right.
Number one, I mean, you know, my grandfather had a Craftsman drill.
Yeah.
That was, you know, one of his top five things that he owned.
And probably 30 years old.
It was, you know, home, automobile, typewriter and the Craftsman drill was somewhere in the top five. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's like, where are you going with that drill? And not only he owned it for 50 years, somebody died and gave it to him. You know, like it was bequeathed.
Yeah.
This drill.
That's interesting, isn't it?
It was what he had. It was there. And by the way, it's not like We didn't have a drill. And by the way, nobody I knew owned a drill. I was going to say, that part, my grandfather's house, we wanted to use a drill.
That's exactly the point. That part doesn't sound so inappropriate for the time.
No, but no, I think it was a combo of stuff not being stuff.
Yeah.
Like it is. It's not stuff now, but right. It was also mindset.
Yes.
Which is, you don't touch this.
Yes.
You're,
kids
you're
don't
a child.
Especially, yeah.
You don't
kids,
go and
yeah.
you don't, you know, remember, were you eating that? I mean, you're not eating that in the den.
Yeah.
You, that's your
sit
father's
at the table.
Den.
Yeah.
You sit, you
not
go,
his chair.
Go. You had a chair. You had a couch. It's like, there's no way you grab a plate and wander into the next room.
There's something really gross about it, frankly. It's gross.
Which
the being so proprietary over their things
I agree, but I think there's a balance.
Yeah.
And it maybe
yeah.
swung too
maybe,
far
yeah.
the other way
I'll grant
now.
You.
You know,
I'll grant you.
Dogs had a place.
Yeah, that's
not
for sure.
Not on any furniture, not on any beds. You know, dogs were dogs. They had a place. You know what I mean? If they were lucky, they had a blanket or a basket or something, but they were not to be flopping around yeah. on the sofa.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
for
yeah.
goddamn
oh, my
sure.
God, no. The bed.
Oof. Not that we had a dog. It is incredible that three adult families, the Corollas, living in single-family homes in the San Fernando Valley, there was never a dog.
Oh.
It's pretty rare.
But they couldn't. They couldn't.
They brought joy, but there was some responsibility.
Impossible.
And that would have been impossibility.
Freak out, dude. Freak out.
Right. But it's you'd be hard-pressed these days to find a family that
yes.
had three separate homes, no apartment dwellers.
No cat.
Yeah.
Oh, you had Norman.
Oh, we had Norman.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he just showed up.
Right, yeah. Probably you fed him or something, and that's probably what happened.
Yeah, sometimes.
But it's interesting how much energy she could maintain for the health food. She had tons of energy for that.
Yeah, because that was about her.
Yeah.
That was what was going into them.
Little,
you know what I mean? Like literally, symbolically and beyond, I'm nurturing. Yeah. I need to nurture my –
It's not nurtured. It's they're trying to put bad things in me, and I have to protect myself. It's that.
Yeah, I think there's an element of I need to heal.
Okay.
I need to take right. time for me.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's not about I'm damaged.
Right.
I need to heal. That was a 70s thing too, you know. All right, let me tell you about, speaking of nurturing or ingesting, concrete. Myth, creatine is just for bodybuilders. Fact, creatine is for any fitness routine. Concrete, number one, stimulant-free, pre-workout supplement. Concrete, patented creatine, HCL, is the favorite of elite and informed athletes. Yeah, I got this. Stuff.
Creatine is awesome.
What I did, yeah, Drew's like, yeah, get on the
big
creatine,
fan.
Man. And I am. I have the container here, except for it's empty because I emptied it out and I put it in a bowl in my house.
Uh-huh.
So I have it here to hold up, but there's nothing in it because I got to take it at home. All the strength and endurance benefits of creatine without any of the negative side effects like cramps and diarrhea and all that stuff. Your brain uses about 20% of your body's creatine. Did you know that?
Interesting.
So it fuels your body and your mind.
I like
and
that.
Concrete's perfect stocking stuffer. Right, Matt?
That's right. Take control of your health, both body and mind, building a better you with Concrete. Register now at concrete.com/podcast. That's concrete.com/podcast to receive free membership to Planet Fitness for an entire year, plus a $500 Walmart Visa gift card. Available now online and in-store at Walmart, Concrete is truly changing the game.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back right after this. Okay. So, Drew.
So, it's incredible to me. You know, I'm looking through this TV guide, which has been sitting there for 6 months. I've not picked it up, but now I have. And it's the kind of time machine that watching Love Boat is. Mm-hmm. Similar kind of feeling I have about looking through the pages. Ghost of Mr. Chicken is being advertised as one of the movies of the week.
Sounds Don Knotts-y to me.
It is Don Knotts.
Oh, it is?
You don't see him? See the
time? You're showing me a picture. I can't.
Well, here. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was looking in the upper left.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He's always scared.
Which is crazy. Richard Simmons' show is on one of the pages.
Big wow.
Cigarette ads everywhere.
Right.
Donahue. And the other thing that jumps out is when you look at the half-hour breakdown, never more than like 8 entries in terms of numbers of channels that have programming.
Mm-hmm.
And typically the average half hour has, you know, 2, 5, 13, 7, 9, 11. That's it. That's mm-hmm. it. And 4. Yep. There it is. That's all they have. Yeah, all your TV. It's such a time machine. If you were to pour through, anybody want to know about it? I know it was a 1980 TV guy. Let's see, it's from November 80. But you're looking down the barrel of the 70s too here.
Yeah, you know it's interesting, Don Knotts. We used to have character actors, and they were literally their trait wasn't being funny; it was being scared.
Yeah.
You know, we had Don Knotts. He was just saying everything. It was just, oh, boy, boy, boy. He was being like chased by a ghost chicken or something, you know.
Yeah.
We had Gilligan from Gilligan's Island. I was always, you know, scared of something. Started off with, it probably started with like Abbott and Costello.
Yeah.
Like Abbott and Costello. It was always like,
It
was like, calm Abbott, down. Yeah. Hey, Abbott. Yeah. And then so what would happen is the mummy would be standing behind Abbott.
Yep.
And Costello would see the mummy.
And couldn't speak. He was so scared.
Right. And
he couldn't speak.
And Costello would have his back turned, or Abbott would have his back turned to him, and he'd go like,
and Abbott would get angry. Always angry.
Would you shut, spit it out already? Yeah. I don't gotta. I'll tell you, it was all vaudeville.
I was going to say, it's got to be vaudeville again. It's got to be something.
And he'd be like, what is it already? What's going on? You know, it's raining cats and dogs outside in this old house. We're going to seek shelter.
And the writers, much the way people sit and think about like a stand-up bit and writing comedy, that's the shit they had to think about. Like, what kind of bit are we going to do?
Think about it. They just had to lift it from vaudevillian stuff and just put it on film.
Did you ever see the Laurel and Hardy film with John C. Reilly as Hardy? And it's late in their career, and they're actually touring through England. And he develops heart failure while they're on the tour. And they keep talking about these fantasy writing. They're going to write about this, and the fish is going to hit you in the face, and I'm going to fall in the water. And they literally were constantly dreaming these things up. They were so infected by that vaudevillian. Stan Laurel came from vaudeville. He used to work with Charlie Chaplin,
mm-hmm.
and they were in a vaudevillian troupe mm-hmm. together. And that was their idea of comedy. That was it. It didn't really go beyond that.
All right. Let's take a call up here. Gabriel?
Yeah?
Hey. Hi, girl.
Hey.
Hey.
How you guys doing?
Good.
Really good.
Are you calling from Australia?
I am. I'm calling from the Blue Mountains in Sydney, Australia.
Fantastic.
How's it going over there?
It's weird. It's totally weird. It depends on what government is running what state. So officially today in New South Wales, in Australia, we're open. So there's no masks, no restrictions or anything. But the other states are like shutting down big time. So It's crazy here in Australia.
How does the pushback work there? We see videos of people being attacked by cops and stuff for not wearing a mask. But is there any kind of systematic sort of attempt to create more rationality from the government, or is that just out of your hands?
It seems like, this might be controversial, but it seems like they're all corrupt. The whole lot of them.
Why would they be doing this? Why? What would motivate them?
They're being paid off by big pharmacy, or they're being pressured, or they're corrupt. And our media is the same. Like, all our media is pushing all of this. And, you know, I really think that there are so many of us that are resisting, and they're bullshitting about, you know, they're saying in New South Wales, 95% have been injected. Well, every single person I know personally has not been.
Well, you know, so, I think it was out of Australia, but it could have been out of New Zealand. There was a female who was, I don't know if she was a prime minister or she was,
Prime Minister, Jacinda. Right. Yeah.
She gave a press thing.
I just call her horse face.
She gave a press thing about 3 months ago where she went, hey, remember, if you hear any information about COVID, but you didn't hear it from us, don't believe it.
Oh, my God.
Like, it was fucking, it's Orwellian, you know what I mean? Oh, so the government is going to do it. So doctors online couldn't give you any information.
What's
about,
so interesting
about any therapeutics or anything.
I mean,
they have to come from you.
So Australia's been kind of a socialist country for a long time, but when you go to Sydney, it's lovely. You're not aware of it. I had a son that lived there for a month. I have a deep connection with Australia, and to see them go nuts like this was shocking.
Yeah.
It didn't fit my understanding of your culture. Does it shock you guys the same way?
It really did. These last 2 years have been absolutely, you know, totally shocking, as in the great thing about this experience, I mean, we live out of Sydney, but the great thing about this experience is I've learned a lot about white blood cells, a lot about cults, a lot about how easily people are brainwashed. I've learned a lot about that now.
Yeah.
Because the corruption is worldwide, and people should be frightened. They really should be.
It also weird. It is weird to me, Gabrielle, how worldwide it is. But I listened to Scott Adams to help me understand the brainwashing techniques and how people do that. Mm-hmm. So you might look at his. He has a Scott Adams Says little video every morning where he kind of emphasizes this, and that's why I listen to it. I'm not used to persuasion and brainwashing as a top-of-mind topic until recently.
Thanks, Gabby. Go ahead.
All right. You've wondered why free trials renew without consent? Of course, they scam you. That's right. Don't let corporations pocket your money. Download Truebill to take control of your subscriptions, right? How many of you wonder, I wonder if I have any outstanding subscriptions. It seems like every month. Truebill, new app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions you don't need, don't want, or like me, you just forgot about. On average, people save, on average, up to $720 a year. Truebill has helped 2 million plus users save over $100 million. Just link your accounts and Truebill will cancel your unwanted subscriptions in one tap. It's so good. It's so convenient. How often you said yourself, I got to figure out how to find these bills and figure out who's doing what? Now you have Truebill, right, Matt?
Don't fall for subscription scams. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/ADS. Go right now. Truebill.com/ADS. It could save you thousands a year. That's Truebill.com/ADS.
Interesting talking to somebody in Australia, isn't it?
Yeah. All right. This Wednesday, Thursday, 22nd, 23rd, Portland, Oregon, Helium Comedy Club, doing stand-up there and also doing live pods there as well. And you can check out my Daily Wire special, Truth Yeller, dailywire.com/Adam. Check that out. And all our Pluto TV stuff, channel 687. We got all our movies up there for free. And subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/Adam. We got Adam Carolla, got stand up there and everything else. What do you got, Drew?
Speaking of YouTube, go to drdrew.tv and you can see our streaming YouTube show, which is out on Twitch and Twitter and Facebook and everywhere else. It's pretty damn good. You might want to check it out, and all the pods at drdrew.com.
So, till next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.